Polling in Nevada's U.S. Senate race has been neck and neck for months, with any advantage well within the margin of error. And last Friday, the top contenders for the position sparred over the biggest issues in that race. Joining me live now to talk about the debate between Jackie Rosen and Dean Heller is KUNR's Paul Boger. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Happy to be here.
What can you tell us about the debate between Jackie Rosen and Dean Heller? What was the tone like?
I think the nicest way I saw somebody describe the debate was testy. I think I would call it, honestly, I think I'd call it brutal and vicious. Over the hour-long debate, both Rosen and Heller attacked each other's record. They lobbed accusations back and forth. They interrupted one another, regularly speaking over each other. And on a few occasions, they even laughed. They straight up laughed at each other's answers. And I think it's fair to say the spirit of the debate did well in keeping in sync with the tone of the election thus far. It was negative and in many ways personal.
So what were some of the issues that were raised over the debate? I know we've heard a lot about healthcare over the last few months. I'm sure that came up.
You're absolutely right. In fact, it was the first topic brought up. And I think that's where Congresswoman Rosen really scored most for her points throughout the debate. Time and again, she used the topic to highlight Senator Heller's votes during the last repeal effort, often referring to Heller's promise to keep fighting for protections for people with pre-existing conditions and also being a rubber stamp for President Trump. She even challenged Heller to explain his vote to viewers who had spoken to the senator personally about his promise.
Look them in the eye and to tell them the truth, really tell them the truth about why you broke your promise and why you support slashing protections for pre-existing conditions, why you want to hurt their son, Dean.
Yeah.
What about Dean Heller? What were his key points?
Where I think Senator Heller really outperformed his opponent was on his experience and seniority. Heller did his level best to emphasize his record over the course of the last 12 years in both the House and the Senate. He talked about the number of bills he's passed, his recent ranking as the fifth most bipartisan senator, and his seniority in the Senate as a boon to the state as a whole. I mean, objectively, Rosen doesn't have that experience. She's a freshman congresswoman and naturally wouldn't have a huge record. That being said, Heller also highlighted his ability to ally himself with the president. Heller says he wasn't a huge fan of the president prior to the 2016 election. However, in the nearly 2 years since taking office, the senator has developed a relationship with the president. And here's what the senator had to say about that.
Yeah, we had our differences, and we'll continue to have our differences. I'll be the first to tell you I don't agree with everything he says, but I do agree with most of what he does. He has been incredible in this economy. He's done a great job. He's been great with our veterans. He's been great with our military. He is doing a bang-up job on trade. This is what's leading this country forward. This guy is moving this country forward. If my opponent had it her way, she'd go back to Obama and take this country backwards.
You know, whether you like him or not, a relationship with the president is a useful thing, and Heller is trying to make the most out of it.
What were some of the other major issues that came up?
I think the clearest demonstration of the differences between the two of these came up during the question on gun control reform and whether background checks should be expanded to private sales and transfers. Rosen said she supported expanding background checks to include those private sales while also restricting things like bump stocks. Heller countered by reiterating his support for the Second Amendment. Now on the topic of federal lands, Heller highlighted his work to open BLM land to more development, arguing that it would ease the state's housing shortages while possibly creating more economic growth in rural areas. Rosen, this time, disagreed by saying that, you know, tourism uses that natural land in Nevada and that it's a huge draw for the state.
So, obviously, there is a lot of points of contention. Was there any common ground between the two?
You know, I think these two did everything in their power to distance themselves from one another. However, something I've found interesting this entire cycle is that veterans issues have come up a lot in this election in particular. And I mean, it makes sense. Nevada is home to quite a few military installations around the state, which means a lot of veterans here. And both candidates have promised to do more for veterans moving forward. Now, again, the politic of the day also means they did their best to show that they have done more for veterans thus far as well.
So do you think this debate changed anybody's mind?
I can't really say that in particular. I think if you already backed Heller, you probably thought he did well. If you're in the Rosen camp, you probably thought she won. That being said, if you were watching the debate for a lesson in civility, I think you had more luck watching a boxing match.
Well, we'll just have to leave it there. Paul Boger is the senior political reporter at KUNR. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
And just as a reminder, you can find all of KUNR's political coverage at KUNR.org.